Thanks for coming on this morning.
Good morning.
What does the Michigan Campaign Finance Network do?
Research and public education on money in Michigan politics.
And I found a story very interesting that more than 80% of the TV ads that we're seeing in the past 2 months for the races for governor and for a couple of congressional districts were paid for by outside political parties.
Yeah, that's right. Some of this will end up being disclosed as far as the ultimate sources, the National Republican Congressional Committee and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee will ultimately report who's giving them money and how they're spending it. Other groups that are involved, the Republican Governors Association, American Future Fund, and so forth, never will disclose who's giving them the money they're applying to these particular races.
Should we be concerned?
Well, I certainly am. I mean, people don't give big amounts of money to political campaigns for selfless reasons. They're rational economic actors. They're making an investment. They're looking for a return on investment in the form of public policy. And if we don't know who's given the money to these campaigns, then we have no basis to evaluate whether the public official is acting in the public interest or in the interest of the patron of their campaign.
I see that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce has given the Republican Governors Association more than $2.5 million and that the group has set up a $4 million political action group in Michigan. Now, did the chamber just take this out of their coffers or was that money donated to them by some people with influence and means?
The chamber collects that money from individuals. That's not dues money. Dues money is tax deductible to the member who's paying the dues, and they can't use that money for political advertising. So as a 501c6 corporation that's not required to identify its donors or its sources of revenue, the chamber can effectively run a black box and pay for political advertising. And in this case, they've taken money from their black box and put it inside the RGA's black box. So we have kind of a double wiping the fingerprints off the money effect.
So it's harder to follow the money.
It's damn near impossible to follow the money.
The Michigan Chamber has been heavily involved in this gubernatorial race. As a matter of fact, supposedly the money that they have donated is behind the ads that have criticized Democratic candidate Virge Bonero. But Snyder, on the other end, it's been kind of quiet out there.
Well, Snyder hasn't bought an ad of his own, and I mean, this is absolutely fascinating. Verge didn't buy an ad of his own in the primary phase of the election campaign. His anonymous friends used the black box with a label on it called Genesee County Democratic Committee, and that moved him from 20 points back in the poll to winning by 20 points. Now we get to the general election, and Mr. Snyder is relying completely on his anonymous friends. And then he has the gall to say he believes in transparency and accountability.
It sounds like that you're frustrated about that.
Well, I think we all should be frustrated by it, and unless you've had the same kind of lobotomy as the Department of State here has, as it does its enforcement of our campaign finance laws, you should be aware that we're going to get hit with a sucker punch here.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time, Rich. I'm going to get you back on the program. I have lots more questions, but I crunch for time. Thanks so much. I'll talk with you next week.
Okay. Bye now.